Hi, this is Dr. Tuzel dictating a psychiatric independent medical examination. First part, support claim services. Under that, claimant, colon, Nicholas Perry. First name, Nicholas. Last name, Perri. Under that, claim number, colon, 1245585. Under that, capital D, capital O, capital I, colon, 4/24/2023. Under that, insurance type, colon, capital V, capital B, V as in Victor, B as in boy. Under that, capital SCS number, colon, capital L, capital M, capital T, capital A, -2023-2. Under that, capital D, capital O, capital B, colon, 3/1/1982. Under that, capital D, capital O, capital E, colon, 4/12/24. Under that, skip a couple lines. To whom it may concern, colon. Under that, new paragraph, a psychiatric independent medical examination of Mr. Nicholas Perry was performed at this examining physician's office, comma, North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, comma, 222 Middle Country Road, comma, Suite 210, comma, Smithtown, comma, New York, comma, on 4/12/24, from 12:20 p.m. to 1:30 p.m., comma, in which Mr. Perry arrived a few minutes early to his appointment, period. A thorough evaluation in the form of his New York State driver's license was reviewed, period. It was explained to the examinee that this appointment was for the purpose of evaluation only, and therefore no doctor-patient relationship would be established, period. Skip a couple lines, then in bold-faced review of medical records, colon. Under that, bullet point, Long Island Railroad-job specification form dash station appearance maintainer dash January 19th, 2012. Under that, bullet point incident dash LIRR, capital L, capital I, capital R, capital R, dash dated 8/13/2021. Under that bullet point, capital M, capital T, capital A, defined benefit pension plan. Under that, indent application for retirement and option election. Under that, date of retirement, dash 4/13/2023. Under that, type of pension, dash disability. Under that, 100% joint and survivor. Under that, disability retirement certification questionnaire. Then bullet point, encounter notes by Mrs. Barbara Davis. Last name, capital D, little A, little V, little I, little S, comma, capital F, period, capital N, period, capital P, period. Date of service, or capital D, capital O, capital S, colon, 8/2/21, comma, 10/25/21. Under that bullet point, capital S, capital C, capital H, advanced rehab, capital M, capital E, capital D, dash dated 1/11/2022. Under that, Zwanger-Pesiri Radiology, Zwanger, Z-W-A-N-G-E-R, dash, Pesiri, P-E-S-I-R-I, then Radiology, dash, capital M, capital R, capital I, dash, 3, capital T, brain end, capital I, capital A, capital C, apostrophe S, pre and post IV contrast. under that impression, colon, one, internal auditory canals are normal in appearance without enhancing mass. Two, mild bilateral ethmoid sinusitis. Under that bullet point, encounter note by Mrs. Barbara Davis, comma, capital F, capital N, capital P. Under that, date of service, or capital D, capital O, capital S, colon, 2/14/22. Under that bullet point, capital S, capital C, capital H, advanced rehab, capital M, capital E, capital D, dash progress note by Anuja, capital A, little N, U, J, A, last name Korlapara, capital K, then O-R-L-I-P-A-R-A, comma, M-D, dated 2/28/22. Under that bullet point, encounter notes by Mrs. Barbara Davis, comma, capital N, capital N, capital P. Under that, capital D, capital O, capital S, colon, 3/28/22, comma, 6/10/22. Under that bullet point, capital S, capital C, capital H, advanced rehab med, dash progress note by Anuja Korlapara, MD. Again, first name, capital A, little N, little U, little J, little A. Then capital K, and then O-R-L-I-P-A-R-A, M-D, dated 6/15/22. Under that bullet point, encounter notes by Mrs. Barbara Davis, comma, capital S, capital N, capital P. Under that, capital D, capital O, capital S, colon, 9/16/22, comma, 2/10/23, comma, 3/10/23. Under that, and then under that, the Neurovisual Center of New York, no, then after that bullet point, sorry, under that bullet point, the Neurovisual Center of New York dash examination by Marissa Zimmerman, comma, O-D, first name, capital M, little A-R-I-S-S-A, last name, capital Z, then I-M-M-E-R-A-N, comma, O, capital O, capital D, dated 3/14/23. Under that bullet point, capital S, capital C, capital H, advanced rehab med, dash progress note by Anuja Korlapara, M.D., A-N-U-J-A, then K-O-R-L-I-P-A-R-A, comma, M.D., dated 4/19/23. Under that, encounter note by Mrs. Barbara Davis, comma, capital F, capital N, capital P. Under that, capital D, capital O, capital S, colon, 6/16/23. Under that bullet point, Metropolitan Transportation Authority, dash, dated 7/3/23, signed by Denise Meehan, first name, capital D, little E-N-I-S-E, then capital M, little E-E-C-H-A-N, comma, Deputy Director, Consolidated Pensions. Under that bullet point, encounter note by Mrs. Barbara Davis, comma, capital F, capital N, capital P. Under that, capital D, capital O, capital S, colon, 7/14/23. Under that bullet point, capital S, capital C, capital H, advanced rehab med, dash, progress note by Anuja Korlapara, MD, capital A, little N-U-J-A, capital K, little O-R-L-I-P-A-R-A, comma, M-D, dated 7/24/23. Under that bullet point, letter / therapist summary by Allison Fortune, First name, capital A, little L-I-S-O-N. Last name, capital F, little O-R-T-U-N-E, comma, capital L, capital C, capital S, capital W, dash, capital R. Dated 7/26/23. Then skip a few lines, new paragraph. Mr. Perry, capital P, little E-R-R-I, is a 42-year-old male married for the past 9 years, in parentheses, though together with his wife since 2002, and the parentheses, father of 3 children, semicolon, 18-year-old daughter, comma, 7-year-old son, and 1-year-old daughter, comma, residing with his wife and children, comma, having last worked on 8/1/2021 as a station appearance maintainer for the Long Island Railroad, in parentheses, Deer Park / Ronkonkoma Station, end of parentheses, period. New paragraph, Mr. Perry stated that he had been working in this position for 4 years, period. He described his duties as cleaning and taking out the garbage, comma, etc., period. He also reported having been a volunteer firefighter for the past 20 years, period. New paragraph, on 8/1/2021, Mr. Perry stated he had 2 co-workers with him making 6 to 7 stops at stations on his truck, period, at the Deer Park station between 10:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., he stated he saw one of his partners being assaulted by a large naked man, period. Since being a volunteer firefighter, he stated he was certified as a first aid provider, so he went to assist him, period. He stated he was then punched in the head a couple of times by the assaultant and described that for, quote, 1 to 2 seconds, everything went black, end of quote, period. He then described the man, quote, was on, in brackets, him and the brackets, again, kicking and punching, in brackets, him and the brackets, end of quotes, period. When his other co-worker saw what was going on and came over, comma, the assaultant ran away, period. New paragraph, Mr. Perry stated he then went home, period. The next day he reported waking up with blood coming out of his ear, so he went to his primary care physician, who then referred him to an ENT specialist, period. MRI of the brain and internal auditory canals pre- and post-IV contrast was essentially within normal limits, period. According to the progress note by Dr. Corlipara, capital K, little O-R-L-I-P-A-R-A, at capital S, capital C, capital H, Advanced Rehab Med, comma, Mr. Perry then followed up with a neurologist, comma, Dr. Maltese, capital M, little A-L-T-E-S-E, in January 2022, and was diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome. With complaints, quote, intermittent headaches, comma, dizziness and balance problems, comma, memory difficulties, comma. Diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome with complaints of, quote, intermittent headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, balance problems, comma, memory difficulties, comma, cognitive impairments, comma, cognitive complaints, end of quote, prescribed on meclizine for dizziness and received vestibular therapy for vestibular dysfunction, period. At that time, he also complained of neck pain, period. New paragraph, in addition to his physical complaints, Mr. Perry, who had been in therapy with Allison Fortune, capital L, capital S, capital C, capital W, dash, capital R, since February 2021 for capital F41.1, generalized anxiety disorder, was then diagnosed with capital F43.10, post-traumatic stress disorder, following his assault on 8/1/21, period. He was reported to have experienced symptoms of increased anxiety, including intrusive health-related fears, quote, panic attacks, comma, severe sleep disturbance, and hypervigilance around his safety, end of quote, dash, having, quote, installed security around his home, end of quote, period. He also period. Prior to his assault, he was prescribed on Lexapro 20 milligrams a day and Xanax PRN, period. In September 2021, his weekly therapy sessions increased from once a week to twice a week, period. He also reportedly became depressed after learning that his hearing loss was permanent and he would need a hearing aid, period. His primary care physician, comma, Dr. Laetti's office, spelled capital L, little A-I-E-T-A, apostrophe S, Laetti's office, and then parentheses, Barbara Davis, comma, capital F, capital N, capital P, end of parentheses, discontinued Lexapro and started him on Zoloft 100 milligrams a day on 10/25/21 and Xanax 0.5 milligrams BID PRN, period. Mr. Perry continues to take Zoloft 100 milligrams a day and Xanax half a tab in parentheses 0.25 milligrams end of parentheses on average once a day for anxiety and half to one tab HS for initial insomnia, period. However, he stated he does not take Xanax on a daily basis, period. New paragraph, Dr. Corlapara referred the patient to have neuropsychological testing performed by Dr. Perella, capital P, then little A-R-E-L-L-A, and then in parentheses, no notes available for review, and the parentheses for cognitive testing, in which Mr. Perry stated he had seen for cognitive testing, in which Mr. Perry stated he had seen him a couple of years ago and was, quote, found to have word-finding difficulty, end of quote, period. He reportedly had been recommended to have cognitive therapy for 8 to 9 months, but Mr. Perry stated due to billing issues, his treatments were stopped, period. He added that these sessions caused him to feel frustrated, having to do, quote, homework, end of quote, and remembering the incident, period. New paragraph, Mr. Perry described feeling unsafe when away from his home, comma, fearful of running into the man who attacked him, period. He added that one of the people who was present when they were attacked has since retired, period. Mr. Perry stated that in October 2021, he went out on medical leave from the fire department where he had been a volunteer, period. He explained that when he, quote, feels a symptom, in brackets, he, end of brackets, scans, in brackets, his, end of brackets, body, comma, fearful of getting dizzy and dying, end of quote, period. New paragraph, Mr. Perry described having daily bouts of vertigo, limiting his ability to drive, period. He reported that his wife drove him to today's session, comma, in part due to the fact that he had taken Xanax before today's evaluation in anticipation of having to discuss the incident, period. He also stated that when going out, he takes Meclizine to minimize his dizziness, period. He also reports experiencing panic attacks on a daily basis, comma, but usually doesn't take Xanax if he is staying at home, period. Mr. Perry described his nightmares are decreasing, but he continues to experience initial and middle insomnia, period. He describes waking up throughout the night at times due to having bad dreams that the man who attacked him would attack his wife, period. In the past, he reported having had trials on melatonin and hydroxyzine, but stopped them as it caused him to feel, quote, groggy, end of quote, period. He described his appetite as being limited due to being prescribed on Wegovy, capital E, then capital W, then little e, G-O-V-Y, for the past year, period. Mr. Perry currently reports taking Zoloft 100 milligrams a day and Xanax 0.5 milligrams, half a tab on average, 1 to 2 times a day for bouts of anxiety and slash or to help him fall asleep, period. He described that Xanax enables him to feel, quote, normal, end of quote, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, psychiatric history. Under that, no reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, no reported history of suicide attempts, no reported history of physical aggression, period. Mr. Perry stated he experienced anxiety in 2010 due to family stress dash, quote, having a kid, end of quote, and over work-related stressors, period. He went to his primary care physician and was diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder and prescribed on Lexapro, period. Then 1 year prior to his incident at work, he had gone to see a therapist, in parentheses, Allison Fortune, from the railroad, end of parentheses. Having received her telephone number from the railroad, secondary to financial stressors and his son having had health issues, period. He stated that his wife has always managed the household finances, period. He also stated that his therapist, in parentheses, who is physically out of state, end of parentheses, only provides telehealth services, period. He continues in therapy with her once a week, having received mainly cognitive behavioral therapy techniques, period. No reported usage of alcohol or illicit substances, period. Mr. Perry reported having quit smoking 10 years ago, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, medical history. Under that, no known drug allergies. Period. Mr. Perry reports being 5'7" and weighing 200 pounds, period. His primary care physician is Daniel Laiati, first name Daniel, last name Laiati, capital L, then little A-I-E-T-A, M-D. That dash, though, followed by Barbara Davis, capital F, capital N, capital P, period. His physiatrist, P-H-Y-S-I-A-T-R-I-S-T, is Anuja Korlapara, spelled before capital A, little N-U-J-A, last name capital K, little O-R-L-I-P-A-R-A, comma, M-D, period. Otolaryngologist is Anthony Alessi, last name capital A, little L, little E-S-S-I, comma, M-D, period. Neurologist is Todd Maltese. First name, capital T, little Todd is T-O-D-D, and last name Maltese, capital M, then A-L-T-S-E, T-E-S-E, M-A-L-T-E-S-E, capital D, period, capital O, period. Optometrist is Marissa Zimmerman. Last name Z, capital Z, then I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N, comma, capital O, capital D, period. History of mixed dyslipidemia, D-Y-S-L-I-P-I-D-E-M-I-A, prescribed on Vascepa, capital V, then A-S-C-E-P-A, and fenofibrate, period. Pre-diabetic, prescribed on Wegovy, capital W, then little E-G-O-V-Y, capital S, capital C, sub Q, weekly. In parentheses, Mr. Perry reported having lost 41 pounds with his hemoglobin A1C of 5.2% in June of 2023, end of parentheses, period. Following his work-related incident, Mr. Perry was diagnosed with post-concussion syndrome, in which his EEG, MRI, EMG, and carotid Doppler studies were within normal limits, semicolon, vestibular dysfunction, dash having received vestibular therapy, semicolon, vertigo prescribed on meclizine, semicolon, frontal headaches prescribed on Topamax, 200 milligrams a day, semicolon, cervicalgia, C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A, dash improved since initially diagnosed, reportedly improved since initially diagnosed, with Mr. Perry describing mild neck and back pain at times, period. He reported having, quote, herniated discs, end of quote, and 2 years ago received an epidural injection, but stated, quote, it made it worse, end of quote, period. Semicolon, end of quote, semicolon, 75% hearing loss in right ear, semicolon, intermittent monocular, M-O-N-O-C-U-L-A-R, estropia, E-S-T-R-O-P-I, right eye, given prismatic lenses, period. Under that, new paragraph, bold-faced heading, family/social history. Mr. Perry is a middle child, having a one-year older sister and a one-and-a-half-year younger brother, period. No reported family history of psychiatric illness, comma, no reported history of suicide, comma, no reported history of substance abuse issues, period. No reported history of sexual/physical/emotional abuse issues while growing up, period. Past work history, dash, Mr. Perry stated in the past he worked as a mechanic and then in car sales, period. He stated he went to work for the railroad to get more benefits, period. Relationship with his wife and children reported to be stable and supportive, period. Under that bold-faced heading, mental status examination revealed a 42-year-old male, casually groomed in clean attire, wearing prism glasses and hearing aids, comma, pleasant and cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact. Seated at the edge of his chair, observed to be shaking his leg in a nervous manner at times, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, comma, normal productive, and goal-directed, period. Mood anxious, period. Affect mood congruent, period. He was observed to become tearful at one point when discussing being unable to attend his son's sports activities due to becoming physically overwhelmed with the surrounding noises, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. He did describe having periods of hypervigilance, period. No suicidal or homicidal ideation expressed, period. Awake, alert, oriented times four, with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. Upon cognitive testing, he was able to spell the word, quote, world, end of quote, forwards, but incorrectly spelled it backwards, comma, quote, D-R-O-W, end of quote, period. He was unable to perform serial sevens after 93, but was able to perform serial fives without difficulty, period. He demonstrated 3 out of 3 immediate word recall, but only 1 out of 3 after 5 minutes regarding recent word recall, period. He was able to name the President of the United States and the Vice President, though added he doesn't watch the news due to all the violence, period. Mr. Perry stated that he continues to have difficulty retaining information, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, diagnostic impression. Capital F43.10, post-traumatic stress disorder. Under that history, period. Under that history of capital F41.1, generalized anxiety disorder, period. Under that history of capital F07.81, post-concussional syndrome, period. Under that bold-faced heading, in summary, it is my opinion that the documentation and clinical evidence does not demonstrate that Mr. Perry is psychiatrically permanently disabled from performing the duties of a station appearance maintainer for the Long Island Railroad, period. In the paragraph, Mr. Perry stated during our examination that he would like to go back to work, though his doctor said that he couldn't due to his complaints of dizziness should he experience those symptoms while on the platform, as well as being unable to take a controlled substance, in parentheses Xanax, and the parentheses for anxiety, period. However, Mr. Perry has never been evaluated by a psychiatric provider, period. He stated that he explored this option, comma, but was unable to find a participating provider in his plan, period. Mr. Perry's dosage of Zoloft has never been increased, period. Other than Lexapro, he denied having been prescribed on any other SSRIs to address his PTSD, generalized anxiety, and panic attacks, period. There was limited documentation from the encounter note of February 14, 2022, from Barbara Davis, noting that, quote, did not tolerate Vibrid, comma, made patient feel more anxious, period, discontinued, end of quote, period. However, Mr. Perry never mentioned having been prescribed on this medication, period. The first step in improving control of his anxiety symptoms would be to increase the Zoloft dosage up to a maximum recommended daily dosage of 200 milligrams a day, period. In doing so, or changing to another SSRI, could control his PTSD-related anxiety and panic attacks more effectively, to the point with continued therapy he would be able to eliminate the need for Xanax, period. In addition, for periodic bouts of increased anxiety, he could be offered a non-controlled anti-anxiety medication, such as Buspirone, to take as/if needed, period. For post-traumatic stress disorder-related nightmares that affect the quality of his sleep, comma, Prazosin, P-R-A-Z-O-S-I-N, is commonly used, period. New paragraph. It is my medical opinion that Mr. Perry has not reached maximum medical improvement due to his insufficient psychopharmacologic medication treatment management and his psychiatric impairment remains temporary at this time. Period. After that new paragraph, I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, comma, that no person or entity has caused, comma, directed, comma, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion, semicolon, and I have reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy, period. Under that, Suzanne Tuzel, MD, under that, Diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so, so much. Goodbye.